B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horse.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All righty then, it's 5:42. How you guys doing?
Good.
All right? You don't even know, LBF, if you got some thunder last night at your house.
No.
We did, North Shore. Oh, it was bad.
I went to bed, and when
Boomers.
I go to bed,
yeah.
That's it?
Wow.
And then until 11 and wake up again, and then... No, I don't wake up. I don't hear... the only thing I hear is Lucy.
Ah.
I don't hear... Well, sometimes I hear Dave.
See? Poor David. Eating your leftovers.
Yeah, eating my ice cream.
I heard him.
Like a raccoon in the trash.
He is like a raccoon in the trash.
You should put a camera up.
I know. Like a ring and be like, see him like
a black and white. See him like, yeah going
and
through.
Just go in.
Lifting the.
To be fair, I gave him permission to eat my ice cream.
Yeah, permission granted.
But I wasn't sure if he'd go for it. And when I woke up this morning and saw the empty bowl, I was like, guess that happened.
You gave him permission to finish your ice cream, and you're surprised.
Yeah, I thought he's been juicing.
Ah.
So I thought maybe he would tap the brakes, but he didn't. Well, I can't leave him alone with an ice cream or a woman.
No. Really?
Wow. Heaven forbid both.
Really? A woman selling ice cream. Yeah,
right? Oh, my God.
That's
forget
just,
it.
Just too much for his mind to take.
Wow.
Anywho. You know, speaking of ice cream, I had a peanut. When was the last time you had had a peanut butter buster from Dairy Queen?
Oh yeah, peanut buster parfait, well, whatever it is.
What is in that?
Carolyn
and
had the buffet. I mean, the parfait. Yeah. I had the Buster Bar.
Ooh!
Oh my God!
Wait a minute. What is in it?
The Buster Bar.
Yeah.
Okay. It is on a stick,
We're
and
hungry.
It's a nice stick. They don't give you one of those cheap little popsicle sticks.
Okay.
It's big.
Hefty.
Thick.
Okay.
It's got a lot of work to do. So it holds.
Yeah.
All right, get to the ice cream, you animal.
Sorry, Anyway, so it's vanilla ice cream on a stick.
Yeah.
Covered with chocolate.
Yeah.
Inside, there are peanuts and chocolate, like, you know, syrup or, yeah.
Mm. That looks good. What did your wife have?
She had it as a parfait. She's more delicate.
Classy.
Yeah, classy. She's
mine
classy.
Was on a stick.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, do you have that in stick form?
Yeah. Like to eat it like a giant chicken thigh.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. But
I'm a man.
But it was a two meals. I made two meals out of it. You want to know why?
Because it's 1,000 calories.
40 calories. So I'm like, 220 is not bad. Right?
Right.
So separated by how long?
I did 220. I did 2 days, bro.
Wow.
2 days. So that's not bad.
That
right?
Sounds good.
That's
I'm hungry.
Bad.
I feel like this week and next week is going to be my week of ice cream. Because I haven't really had any
it's
all
been
summer.
Hot. Here's today, 89 again. And for tomorrow, it'll be 80, maybe a thunderstorm possible again for tomorrow. Weekend, 88 or 86 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday.
That's crazy.
Bust out the Buster Bar. If you haven't tried it, you got to do it.
You just have to eat it quick.
No, because 2 days. It's 440 calories.
Well, you just can't eat it like in the car on the way home.
Yeah, then you get
it melts.
No, but then you get that big stick chew on. It's great.
It's great. Good for you.
Trust me, you won't go running. No, trust me.
Who's the dog
boy.
In this scenario?
Good boy.
Yeah.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your day with J-Bo Joe and 90 minutes commercial free starting at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, it's brought to you by ExpressPros.com. Mark your calendars. Express Employment Professionals is once again hosting National Interview Day. That's August 6th. Visit ExpressPros.com/interview day to find a location near you. LBF, what do you have?
Okay. Almost no one has done this in the past 4 months. because of COVID-19.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Something else we're not doing.
Mm. Yep.
Okay. All right. Find out. Brian Bell.
Well, you know what? Mm. Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm going to fall for it. They have a little marketing thing they're doing today just so people will talk about them for free. And I'm going to do it because it's a pretty good idea for baseball's opening day today.
I can't believe baseball's opening today.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
what is it, July?
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird.
The All-Star game should have been last week.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, man, a sign of the times. You ever been to Venice?
Yeah.
Italy?
I have.
Could you take a gondola ride?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Things
this
have
my
changed.
My honeymoon. I don't remember mine.
Oh, it was your honeymoon?
Yeah.
You went to Venice on your honeymoon?
I did.
That's pretty wow. good.
I know.
Wow. Look at you flexing over there. Venice. Good for you.
I married an Italian.
you did. All right.
Right.
So things have changed. I'll tell you what and
things
why.
Things have changed with me, too.
Oh, yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not touching that. I'm not going there. All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so almost no one has done this in the past 4 months. Now, obviously, going to a restaurant, something...
Yeah, maybe didn't think about.
Yeah, and it is mm-hmm. wearing dress shoes. And it's
yeah.
so totally true.
So
I haven't
true.
Put on a pair of heels or nice shoes.
Is this for men and women? Or
men and women.
Okay.
The most popular footwear, mm-hmm. sneakers, yep. slippers, flip-flops, just socks,
wow.
and flats. I love it.
That
just
is
socks.
So true.
I mean, I actually walked in my closet yesterday and I thought, I was looking at a pair of shoes. I'm like, I haven't worn any shoes except the ones on my feet.
Yeah.
For 4 or 5 months.
No, nowhere to wear them.
Where are you
no wear? Place to go.
Mm.
Oh, it's
what
sad.
Are you wearing today?
What on my feet?
Yeah.
It's my regular slip-on shoes.
Slip-on shoes.
Yeah, they're comfy.
That's
sensible
it.
Shoes. It's just 2020 is the year of the sensible shoe.
You know
shoe.
The best shoe are slides, as the kids call them.
You know,
those
oh,
are
yeah.
the best.
With the toes exposed, we know what we know.
Yeah, but
yeah, you wear them with socks.
In and
oh,
out. Yeah.
That's hot.
Those are, yeah. Mm. No, those are cool.
Okay.
I mean, that is like you've given up when you wear slides.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, sweatpants and slides.
That's you've given
it's over
up.
For you.
Go for it.
Wow.
It's over. Okay.
Stop describing Bob's wardrobe.
Hey, now.
All right.
These are nice slides. These are nice sneakers. Okay, fine.
All right. So, you know, the Red Sox open tomorrow, but tonight, Major League Baseball opening night, and the Nationals, D.C., will be hosting the Yankees, 7:08.
Yeah.
And here is what the Buffalo Wild Wings in D.C. is going to be doing for the game. They might be doing this in other cities as the season progresses here. But tonight, for the opening night, Buffalo Wild Wings D.C. location has hired actual beer vendors from the MLB stadium.
Fun.
Walking around the restaurant. They're following all the, you know, guidelines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be, yeah, ice cold beer here, ice cold beer.
That's fun.
And then they've even hired the Nationals organist.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if he's actually going to be there playing, but he'll be playing live from a location.
Yeah.
And then they're also serving their wings in the little tiny plastic helmets.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh,
that's
I love kind that. Of,
love
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
those are great.
That's
so that's kind
fun.
Of a fun little marketing thing they came
like
up
it.
With to
you
make people
them,
talk
you
about
tip
it.
Tip them on the spot, right?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
what,
just like you would at the game.
Oh, yeah, you're right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know if they'll be
good.
Throwing peanuts at you or anything,
yeah.
but, you know, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to be somewhat normal.
You know what? They're doing whatever they can to keep things fun at the Wild Wings. Well, things have changed in Venice since you had your honeymoon there, LBF. Venice, Italy has 433 licensed gondoliers. Okay, they've decided to reduce the maximum capacity of the boats from 6 to 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you
Why?
Ask? Yep,
decision. Social distancing?
Not so much. The decision was made to ease the strain on the boatmen who propel them. They said over the last 10 years or so, tourists weigh more.
And maximum capacity because
five.
Of maximum capacity.
Yes. And rather than having them step on a scale before they get on, we're limiting the number to an odd number of 5.
That
on
makes
the gondola.
Sense. That
wow.
makes sense.
Well, it's
bad. I mean, if I think about me then and now, we'd have to knock off a kid.
Right. Yeah. No, you can't go on the ride, honey. So... That's a sign of the times. But what do you expect? You're eating pasta.
Well, it's all those people on the cruise ships.
That's what it is.
I blame them.
Those cruise ships pulling after a week at sea. Right, just mowing, and they want to get on the little boat.
It's so nice there.
Anywho, just you got to go with
mowing.
Just go with five people.
Okay.
No more three couples on the go. That is sad.
No thruples. That's a honeymoon.
That's a honeymoon.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, it is 6:29. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. The muggies continue. High of 89. You like that? The muggies.
The muggies?
You're going to get mugged today.
Hey, we're the muggies.
There you go.
No, we don't. No. we don't go.
Don't go there? Okay, fine. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and 71. Tomorrow, cloudy and high of 80.
That's more my
That's your pick speed. Day. That might be your pick day there. I absolutely love this little nugget that Brian found this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's on YouTube somewhere. It's called Stairway to Gilligan's Island. And you wonder, what the heck is that? Well, you take the original Gilligan's Island theme.
Yeah.
And you mash it up with music from Stairway to Heaven.
Nice.
You've got Stairway to Gilligan's Island.
Okay. Yeah.
And this was like before mashups were a thing, because this originated in 1978.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and somebody just found it?
Somebody covered it.
The original the original artist was Little Roger and the Goosebumps. Boy, there's a band.
Everybody remembers them.
Yeah, boy, they were huge.
Little Roger.
Sold out concerts across the land.
How little was Roger, you're probably wondering. Anyway, a clown on YouTube is literally a clown. His name is Puddles.
Oh, that's cute.
It's better than Cuddles, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, so here's this crazy remake mashup of Gilligan's Island and Stairway to Heaven as performed by Puddles the Clown.
Just sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip.
Oh my God.
Started from this tropic port, aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing lad, the skipper brave and sure.
Nice, huh?
Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
A 3-hour
building,
tour.
Building up. Here we go.
Oh, and it makes me wonder.
It's great.
The ship set ground on the shore.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. With you again. The skipper too.
Wow.
The millionaire. And his
great.
Wife.
Right?
Wow.
The movie star.
Yeah.
The professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Isle.
Yeah. Here we go. Big finish.
Well.
Yeah, right?
The weather started
oh my
getting
God,
rougher.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The tiny ship was tossed.
Great.
If not for the carriage of the fearless crew,
you know,
the middle will be lost.
Yep.
And
they're I knew it.
Here on Gilligan's Island.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Let's rate a record right now. Let's rate that record.
I give that an A.
No, you do what Dick Clark used to do.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Anybody old enough to remember Dick Clark's rate a record? It was 0 to 100,
oh,
Dick.
Okay. Who's playing?
All right.
Now, rate that record. Brian, rate
it. Give that a solid 95.
That's a good score. LBF, rate the record.
100.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 98.
I will post the full version because the full version is about 3.5 minutes.
Oh, it's awesome.
And to see it sung by a clown is really something.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. I want to hear it again.
Too. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I bet it's creepy.
All right. If you want to rate that, I'm just curious to see what our morning listeners think. 888-410-1057. Go ahead. Let's hear some scores for that.
Okay.
Because they might hate it and say, don't ever play it again. Okay. I don't know. Let's find out. Okay. All right. LBF.
Coming up in Dirty Laundry.
Yeah.
Okay. So what couple is now saying they don't want a totally private life after really saying they wanted a totally private life? You know what I'm talking about.
I think I do.
All right. Rate that record. Go ahead, sir.
I rate that at 100, man. That was awesome.
Right?
How about that?
Okay. Listen, Google Puddles Pity Party. Puddles Pity Party.
Yeah, that's the clown.
That guy, he's a classical singer. Yeah, he's a classical singer.
It's awesome.
He sings everything.
Yeah. Really?
He's unbelievable. He does AC/DC. He does all kinds of bands. He's unbelievable.
Although he does remind me of that creepy clown from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Puddles.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Awesome. .646 Let's jump into the laundry with LBF.
Shall we? Yeah. All right. Come on in. The water's fine. We're going to talk about a new biopic. We're going to talk about a couple that want some privacy, and now I guess they don't. Mm-hmm. But first, I have an update on the Kanye West breakdown and Kim Kardashian. She has finally broken her silence. Let me back up a bit. Kanye West, in the past 2 weeks, announced his bid for a presidency. Mm-hmm. Then he rescinded his bid for a presidency. Went on Twitter a couple of times to sort of disparage his mother-in-law, Kris Jenner.
Sorta.
Okay. And
great nickname, though. That was pretty good.
Yes.
What would he call her again?
Kris Jong-un.
Oh, and Kris Jong-un.
Yeah, and sort of to talk about how he wants to get a divorce from Kim Kardashian. And
she cheated, he said.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah, he sort of indicated. Mm-hmm. Said that Harriet Tubman didn't do anything to help the slaves at a rally. And obviously everyone's very concerned about Kanye West, who has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and has been struggling with it. So Kim Kardashian finally broke her silence yesterday and issued a lengthy statement. One of the things she said, she wanted to she asked for empathy and compassion. Noted that no matter how hard they try to help him, it won't work unless he wants that help. And she said he is a brilliant but complicated person who, on top of the pressures of being an artist and a black man, who experienced the painful loss of his mother and has to deal with the pressure and isolation that is heightened by his bipolar disorder. Those who are close with Kanye know his heart and understand his words sometimes do not align with his intentions.
So is she calling a lawyer?
Well, you know what? She didn't say that in her statement, but according to People magazine, and that's a legit, that's the New York Times of Celebrity Magazine.
Sure. Yeah.
The divorce may be already in the works.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think I think it's sad. And they have those
beautiful
children.
He'd be a hard
children.
Guy to live with, let's be honest.
Well, I mean, we've had people come in and we always would ask, like, you know, who's a celebrity that surprised you by being so nice? And Kanye West was one of them.
Well, I'm not saying it wouldn't be nice, but there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Yeah. But people with a lot going on, Bob, are lovable, too.
That's good to know.
Okay.
Good to know. If I ever meet anybody with a lot going on.
Okay. All right. Now your speed. Ready?
Yeah, okay, here we
go. Dave Franco's going to play Vanilla Ice in the movie To the Extreme. It's a biopic about Robert Van Winkle. And I don't get it.
It's the movie we don't need. I mean,
like,
really.
We just really need something
Vanilla
else.
Vanilla Ice?
Yeah. I don't know if it's
Milli
gonna be
Vanilli next?
Is he just going to rip off the Queen movie?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's
Sample
supposedly
that?
Directed by James Franco, Dave's brother. Mm. And he did The Disaster Artist and The Room. about the room director, Tommy West. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's a wacky movie, let me just say. So I don't know if this is going to be sort of like, like that. Prince?
You see it first. Let me know.
Okay, yeah, all right. Meghan and Harry don't want total private life. A total private life. Now they tell us. I mean, are you serious? They're like, I can't take it in England. It's like too much for us. And then they're like, oh, let's move to Hollywood and get speaking engagements. I'm not happy with those two.
No.
And finally, some good news. ABBA has five new songs coming out next year, which means 2021 is looking better than 2020, but anything is looking better.
Five new ABBA songs.
Yeah, ABBA's the best.
Jeez.
Waterloo, The Winner Takes It All, Mamma Mia, Here I Go Again,
You didn't even say Dancing Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's the hit.
Pedestrian.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a deep cut girl.
Yeah, that's the go-to for amateurs. I get it. I see what you're saying there.
Mamma Mia, the movie, and the Mamma Mia 2, the movie.
I'd rather see that
good.
Than Vanilla Ice, whatever that is.
Yes, you would.
Although it is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Fun fact.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We have a situation.
We have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
Okay, so last week's we got a situation. We I think we resolved that.
We did.
We had a husband/dad who was a little too handsy with his son's girlfriend.
Ew.
Maybe this is the son. I don't know. So we have Kyle on the phone with us today. Hey, morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
All right, undisclosed location, so we don't want to reveal that. But, Kyle, you emailed us and talked about your situation. So, I guess, briefly, you're living at home. You just turned 30, right?
Yeah, I just turned 30, and I still have college loans I'm still trying to pay off. And my parents asked me to move out of the house.
So that's the situation. They asked you to move out of the house. Why? Because you turned 30? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I turned 30.
Deadline.
Right.
They gave him a deadline.
Yeah, and now it's here. But so, they're extenuating circumstances.
So, yeah, like, so what's the deal? Yeah, why do you think you should be able to stay or, you know, justify that?
Well, I was furloughed because of COVID where I wasn't getting enough payments. So I can start paying off more of my loans.
Right. I know they've actually kind of, because I have some college loans, they've suspended them during the COVID, right? 0% interest.
But
you don't
they
have to
wait
make payments,
for you.
But they're waiting.
Yes.
So you're saying you're all not going to be able to do the payments and rent? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah. I've been trying my best to pay my loans through my savings account, and everything's been getting lower and lower by the month.
So when do you think you'll be able to pay these off? Like, what? How much longer do you need at your folks' house?
2-3 years top.
Whoa!
Oh, okay.
Quite an extension.
Yeah, that is an extension.
Wow. And mom and dad just don't think that's a good idea, right?
No, they don't think it. They don't go for it.
Wow.
Wow, this is a situation because on the one hand, they're
you're
like, 30. Come on, you're
30. You're 30.
But on the other hand, it is COVID, but I don't know. I mean, I wonder if there's a way to, like, sort of soften them up by, like, I don't know, paying them off a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you make dinner at least?
Yeah, like, I don't know if there's...
Taking parents off ice cream?
Yeah, I wonder if there's a way to, like, negotiate that.
So, you're not... You said you're not paying them any rent now, right? That's one of the things.
Yeah, and I've been doing all these loans on my own.
Right.
Where I don't have to ask them to help me. Trying to prove something to myself during this time period.
Yeah. I'm sure you don't buy... I mean, you're not a bother. Do you buy your own food, though, at least?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I mean, so you're not like a total...
But do you eat some of theirs?
Yeah, let's be honest. Right, Kyle? And share the condiments a little bit? I know.
Just a little bit.
All right. We got a situation here, so let's see if we can help Kyle out. I don't know, as a parent...
I have some thoughts.
I don't know if I could do three more with you, Kyle. I'm sorry. Please don't take it personally. But
oh, my God.
But I could be wrong. Kyle, stay tuned. We'll take some calls, and you'll get some advice, okay?
All right.
I dare you to have your parents listen.
Yeah.
I dare you. Hey, turn on ROR, Mom.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, thank you for sharing. Stay tuned, okay?
Thank you.
He seems like a nice kid. Well, he's 30.
He's 30, but 30 is the new 20.
You know, that's scary, but probably true.
Yeah.
So the situation is he can't pay rent and pay college loans. He needs like two or three more years in his mind.
To
go ahead and pay him off. So,
but I don't think that he's doing all he can.
That's the question. Let's see what I know. He's going to stay tuned. 888-410-1057. If you want to give some advice to Kyle,
yeah,
or his parents,
right?
888-410-1057. They didn't help him with his loans, so he feels, well, they got to at least help him, you know, with a place to live. Exactly. What do you think?
We have a situation.
There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
Okay. All right. So we got a little bit of a situation. Kyle called us. He's just turned 30 in April, and his folks wanted him out by 30.
That was the deal.
But he's got a lot of college loans. Kyle says mom and dad didn't help him with any college, so he's in payback mode and wants to concentrate all his efforts on doing that. They want him out. He's asking for two or three more years.
That just seems an excessive amount. Right.
So
past deadline.
Kyle's like, hey, you tell me. And I think he's secretly hoping his folks listen to the show. And they're listening, okay?
Yeah, right.
And they'll be sympathetic.
They'll be like, if you have time to call a radio show, you have time to go get another job.
Hey, don't say that now. Oh, boy. All right, let's take a first call. What advice do you have for young Kyle here?
Yeah, so advice I have, I was kind of curious on what he's doing for chores around the house and if he's helping the parents out. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I got teenage kids, but not teenage kids. I got a 27-year-old. Can't wait to get out of the house, but she can't buy one. My thoughts are, you know, if he's helping out, he's cutting the lawn, he's doing all the chores that keep him there.
Yeah.
I bet he's playing video games all day long.
That's
right.
The thing.
Yeah.
That's
so, the thing. So your 27-year-old daughter lives at home still. What does she do that makes you not want to kick her out?
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, she saves a lot of money in the bank. When she goes to buy a house, she won't be asking me for money to pay the mortgage. She's very, I told my kids they can stay there as long as they want. I got three daughters at home. One's in college still, but,
I've got three. Daughters are different, I'm telling you. With sons, you
say
just
that
like,
again?
I think it's different with daughters. I don't have sons myself. Do you have any sons?
I don't have any sons, no.
Yeah, I just think we would be different with the son. I think you'd be a little bit, I don't know why, just a little harder. I got to be honest.
I'm ready to kick mine out, and he's only 10.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
No, I'm kidding.
I totally agree with you. You're right.
Yeah. You probably would. Yeah. Anyway, good advice. That's a good question.
Thanks.
Okay. We'll pass it on. All right, we have Uncle Joe on the phone. Boy, Uncle Joe's probably got something to say.
Good morning.
Good morning,
hey,
Joe.
I am the proud father of a 32-year-old.
Uh-huh.
She has put herself through school, works a full-time job, still goes to get her master's degree full time, has her second kid on the way, supports herself. Get out of the house, you deadbeat.
Oh, does she have a room Kyle could rent?
Yeah.
No. Man up, go on your own. Get a second job if you have
what, you know what? We're going to have to ask Kyle that.
If he has a second job.
You should get a second job.
I don't think he does.
Yeah. All right. Hey, all right. Thanks, Joe.
Man up.
Bye, Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe is not having it. All right, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is David. How are you doing?
Good, David. Any advice for Kyle?
Well, I would say to Kyle, listen, you know, when I was 17, I was paying my mother rent. And I think today's kids, they feel like they're entitled to everything. So he should be responsible and learn some life lessons and pay them rent. If he's living at home, they don't owe him an education. They don't owe him anything.
Yeah. Even if it's a second job, go get another job.
And it could still be like a little cheaper than his own place. You know, you could still save money, but pay something.
Right.
Right. At least contribute to the effort of living in the house.
It sounds like all he wants to do is just pay his loans off. Leave me alone.
And then I'll leave.
I won't eat your food unless it smells really good.
The 11th hour, he's going to go get his master's.
Right.
I hope he's not an art history major.
Right. Me neither.
Good Lord.
No, but, like I said, today's kids, they need to learn a little bit of responsibility.
Yeah.
I guess.
I can't argue with that.
You can't.
No,
I can't. I'd like to try, but I can't.
Just somewhere else. Learn somewhere else.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So that would be my advice.
That's
for
good
him.
Stuff. We'll
Thank
pass it
you.
On. All right, have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Huh. Well, he hasn't had a, you know what he hasn't had yet?
What's that?
A mom call. We've had, all the dads are calling.
You won't believe the dad call on one. Right?
Okay, what do you got?
Uh-oh. All right. Is it Scott?
Yes, this is Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. Any advice for young Kyle?
I have an advice for his parents. I have a 21-year-old son who bought a brand new truck, didn't go to college, rather get out of high school. So I said, you know what? Looked at my wife. I said, I'm going to go make coffee in the nude. He's packing his stuff and he'll be out this weekend.
You did not.
He said, yeah, him and his girlfriend come down from upstairs because they both got to go to work. And I'm like, time to go, Zach. He looks at me and goes, you're naked. I go, yes, I am. I'm leaving.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's advice for the parents.
Yeah. That's
wow.
a good idea.
Yeah, but now his girlfriend won't leave.
Oh, God.
Oh, nice, Scott.
All right.
That sounds like last week's call.
I know, really.
That's funny. Good oh call, Scott. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
It gives him something to think about, though. Right? The parents?
Well, yeah. Ooh. I mean, maybe make it uncomfortable. See, the thing is this, this is why I don't have a really comfortable guest bed. Don't make life too comfortable for your children living at home. For example,
okay.
Like sometimes when I read fancy magazines, like the kids' room is beautiful yeah. and has an ensuite bath yeah. and stuff. I'm like, what yeah. are you doing?
No.
Make it not nice. They'll never leave.
Lumpy bed.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. More like a prison.
Yes.
Less well, like a home.
But Kyle must be very comfortable. All right, we're going to take a break, but I want to hear from some moms on it. Because
yeah.
we've heard dad. Mm-hmm. So let's see what moms have to say. 888
to have their baby.
That's
home.
Right. That's
what I want to hear.
I love it when he's home. My family's together. It's yeah. really true.
Let's hear from moms. 888-410-1057 is the number. All right, LBS.
Okay, we finally are hearing from Kim Kardashian over this Kanye thing, and I think that maybe splitting up might be on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really bad about this. We have the details next.
Okay. I see a lot of moms calling. You guys here hang on. We'll get you. Hang on. Moms wanted to chime in on Kyle's situation. I wonder if mom's doing Kyle's laundry at home. Probably.
Yeah,
he's got it too good.
Probably.
Got it too good. Okay, let's do some dirty laundry ourselves, LBL.
All right, speaking of moving out, it looks like Kanye West might be moving out of Kim Kardashian's house because they are probably in the midst of a divorce. Now, let me back up. Kanye West is having a public breakdown, and it's not good. He decided to run for president, then he decided not to run for president. He decided to hold a rally in which he said all these crazy things. Then he went on Twitter and called his mother-in-law, Chris Jong-un, and said that Kim was cheating on him and that the movie Get Out was about him. And
so what did he say was crazy? Where's that going?
Anyway, so Kim Kardashian finally broke her silence and said, issued a lengthy statement. She said that she's asking for empathy and compassion and noted that no matter how hard they try to help him, it won't work unless he wants that help. She said he's a brilliant but complicated person who, on top of the pressures of being an artist and a black man, has experienced the painful loss of his mother and has to deal with the pressure and isolation that is heightened by his bipolar disorder. Those who are close with Kanye know his heart and understand his words sometimes do not align with his intentions. I mean, you know, like, sometimes I think that Kim Kardashian and all the people around her, it's all like a stunt. Like, it's like nothing's real, do you know? And so,
agreed.
But I don't think this is a stunt. I think that this is a guy really struggling, and it's public, and it's painful.
I don't doubt it.
So, yeah. Anyway, we'll see about that. And then People Magazine says they're in the midst of getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dave Franco will play Vanilla Ice in the movie To the Extreme. I don't know why. I guess the Franco brothers have nothing to do because it's going to be directed by James Franco.
About Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
He had one song.
Yes.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, right?
Yeah.
Ice, Ice Baby?
Yeah, that's it.
You get a movie?
It's a whole movie.
Where's your boy Barry Manilow? He never got a movie.
I wonder if he's going to get into his Home Improvement show or not.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Molly. Oh,
that was really good.
Barry never got a movie.
No, Barry never got a movie, and he should get a movie.
And he wrote all the songs.
He did. You know who did get a movie?
Who got a movie?
ABBA, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, Here
they
We
got
Go
a movie.
Again.
Yeah.
And now they have 5 new songs coming out next year.
Oh, is that right?
Because Here We Go Again.
Here We Go
My,
again.
My. How can I resist you?
You dancing queen.
ABBA's the best. And that's all I want to say
it's
about that.
It's guilty pleasure.
It isn't.
ABBA is guilty pleasure.
Not a guilty pleasure. They're actually
very good. No, it's a guilty
good.
Pleasure.
Have you seen the Mamma Mia movies?
I've seen them both, and I don't need to see Pierce Brosnan ever sing again.
No, he's
James
not good,
Bond.
But he's good to look at.
Well, that's what my
all
wife
that matters
said.
In my book, because I'm shallow.
then my wife is shallow, too, then. Seems to enjoy.
Cheers.
Yes.
Cheers to Carolyn.
Oh, my God. You guys should watch together, and I'll leave. I'll go watch the Vanilla
no
Ice
problem.
Movie again.
Exactly.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, you thought it was about Vanilla Ice Cream.
Right. I was all in until I found out
yeah, exactly.
It wasn't
this
about ice cream.
This looks great. Aww.
You guys ready to give away a chance at $1 million?
Yes.
Stay tuned. It's coming up, the $1 million playlist.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Oh, hi. Gesundheit. Hi, Anne-Marie. How you doing?
Hi. How's it going?
Okay. Anne-Marie from Taunton. Hey, Anne-Marie, tell us
it's
a little
Taunton.
Bit. Taunton. Okay, it is Taunton. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
That's how you say it.
I'm sorry, I was speaking the King's English. Anyway. Anne-Marie, tell us about yourself.
Well, I work in the meat business, in sales. I'm with Oxford, and I've been doing that quite a few years.
Whoa. Did you say the meat business?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stick around after the game. In the meat business. I love it. Mm-hmm. Anne-Marie, any kids? Family?
No, family though. Yeah.
Just playing for yourself. Anne-Marie, you know how it works.
Me and my husband.
Okay, good. So if you get them all right, we'll give you $1,000. Now, remember, say pass if you're not sure. If we have time, we'll get back to it. Are you ready to play Super Smart?
Yes.
Here we go.
What is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
What lane do the women of Desperate Housewives live on?
Desperate Housewives? Hysteria.
Who sings Jesse's Girl?
Rick Springfield.
What was the name of Puff the Magic Dragon's homeland?
England.
From what language did English borrow the word chutzpah?
Jewish.
In Oliver Twist, what is the name of the man who trains boys to steal for him?
Who's what? I'm sorry?
What's the name of the man who trains boys in Oliver Twist to steal for him?
Pass.
When Forrest Gump was in the Army, what sport was he good at?
Running.
What kind of fruit juice is used to mix them up Bloody Mary?
Tomato juice.
You're gonna
at
give
the
you
buzzer.
That. I'm going to give you that. So we left a couple on the table, Anne-Marie.
Oh.
Yeah. We got 5. Out of the 8 you were asked?
I see 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I gave her tomato.
Oh.
Yeah. You didn't give her Yiddish?
I didn't give her Yiddish.
Oh, we gave her Jewish, Yiddish. It's close enough.
I have a bunch of people who beg to differ.
Don't you think it's close?
I'll consult with my judges. But anyway, the name of Puff the Magic Dragon's homeland is Honolulu.
Remember that now in your head?
Yeah.
And the land of
and
lives by the sea.
Oh my God! In Oliver Twist, what's the name of the man who trains boys to steal for him? Fagin. Forrest Gump was in the Army. The sport he was good at was ping pong, although he was a good runner.
Good runner.
Yeah.
It was the ping pong.
That was the leader in the movie.
So you have half a point?
Yeah, half a point.
Half a point. I'm giving you the Yiddish-Jewish. It's
okay,
close.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm going to call my friend Melissa and find out if that's like one and the same. I'm not sure.
Oh, wait. Stay tuned, Anne-Marie.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Stay tuned. We'll see what the judges say.
Or if you get bupkis.
Yes, right.
Another Boy. Yiddish.
What am I going to do with
all
you,
right. All right.
And I'm trying to in my head, too, and I didn't say I just said Jewish.
That's okay. Anne-Marie, listen, we got a great parting gift for you. $100 Apex Entertainment gift card.
Yiddish is not Jewish. Wrong, says Rhoda.
Well, okay. Rhoda. Oh,
my friend Rhoda.
Well, she's definitely. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Anne-Marie. We have to take that point back from you. So. But we are going to give you that $100 entertainment gift card. Now, when you and your husband go, be sure to spin the Apex wheel for a chance to win tons of prizes, okay?
Okay. Hey, can I just say, you guys make me laugh so hard in the car when I'm commuting.
No, you can't say that.
Tell no one.
I don't know how many times I look like a lunatic laughing to myself. People probably look at her like, what?
No. That's so nice, Anne-Marie. I'm giving you that question. I don't care what Rhoda said. Bye, Rhoda. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Have fun
at Apex. Means a lot to us. Yeah, Rhoda chiming in.
Rhoda knows.
Well, oh boy. I like Anne-Marie. Rhoda's not laughing. I doubt.
Not at you, sir.
Thanks.
She's laughing with you.
Yeah, that's what I always hear. Yeah.
Rhoda just texted me again in response to you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oy vey.
I understand that.
All right.
Ask Rhoda.
Yep.
If, no. Ask Rhoda, and she's not listening. Would it be like the answer that Anne-Marie gave? She said Jewish.
Yep.
Would it be like, I don't speak English, I speak American? Is that similar?
I would say it's similar because one's a religion and one's a language.
Oh, that's true.
So it would be like, I speak Christian.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
oh, well, bless your heart.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Scattered showers today and thunderstorms. Muggy, 90 in Boston again. And some thunderstorms tonight. Down to 71. So there you have another sticky night.
Balmy.
Mm. It's going to be balmy. Good word. Tomorrow, a high 80. So there you go with the clouds. So we just played Super Smart. Anne-Marie, called, very nice lady. Mm-hmm. She got, I said 5, you said 4. I wanted to give her the question about chutzpah.
Yeah, from what? What does it say? From what language did English borrow the word chutzpah?
And she said Jewish.
And I said Yiddish.
Yiddish. And you said she was wrongish.
And you said she was rightish.
Rightish.
I would have given. My friend Rhonda said oy vey.
Oy vey. Wouldn't it? Rhonda, I thought her name was Rhoda.
That's her nickname.
It's a good nickname for her. She would not give her the point. Somebody else is on the phone, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so you chime in. Hi, good morning.
Oh, good morning. You're so funny.
What's up?
I'm calling about the language question, Jewish, Yiddish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not the same. Judaism is a religion. Yiddish is a language. It's not the same.
I know that, but I just felt we had to give her that point, don't you think?
No.
Now, for $1,000,
no,
that would have been.
No, I'm sorry. I disagree.
Okay.
I do, too. I
really?
Disagree.
Tough.
I disagree with Bob a lot.
Yeah, you do. Tough judge. more than you know, Colin. Now, if it was $1,000, if that was, let's say that was the judges. Yeah, I would agree with you. You couldn't give it to
her. But you're just trying to be nice.
Yeah, I wanted to get a 5.
All right.
That's the main difference between us. if you're wondering. Okay? Yeah, that's it.
This is Jim, and I say hi to everybody there.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, have a great day.
You too, bye.
You too, yeah. See, that's the big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're trying to be nice.
Trying to be nice. Where sometimes you don't.
Yeah, I just try to be right.
You were right. There you go.
Made you say it.
Feel better.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
LBF, tell me something cool.
What have I not worn in the past 5 months? And I'm not alone.
And I doubt you are alone with that. Why don't you wear them tomorrow?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No,
nope,
I'm going for
no,
a streak.
Thank you. Okay. No, thank you. I'm Brian Bell.
All right, sports are coming back. Yeah. Baseball opens tonight, and Buffalo Wild Wings is doing something interesting to kick it off.
That's really cool. If I told you that there's a mashup of a classic sitcom theme song and a classic Led Zeppelin song, you'd say, what could go wrong with that?
Right.
Wait till you hear how right it is.
Okay.
Coming up. You're going to love this.
All right.
Okay, LBF. What
are
you not wearing?
What haven't I worn
since
March? And I, most people are the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Dress shoes.
Really?
People are not wearing heels or dress shoes anymore.
Why is that?
Because they're not leaving their house.
Not
and what's the point?
What's the point?
It was like to look good.
You're
going
to look good.
We don't care anymore.
And you're going to have a mask on your face with nice shoes.
Exactly.
Stupid.
What's the point?
Nowhere to go.
Exactly. Shoes mean I have someplace good to go.
Yeah. Not anymore.
So what we're wearing are sneakers, flip-flops, slides, socks, and nothing.
That's it. You know how close I am to buying Crocs?
I saw Crocs the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it's pretty comfy.
You know
and
what?
I can't believe I've slid into that other world.
You. Around the backyard. Right?
Not doing it, but I'm just saying.
Stick with the slides.
Yeah, like it's like just a slippery slope. Well, you know, when one day you're looking at Chico's in the window, and the next thing you've got flowy outfits on forever.
It's a cape.
All right, Brian.
All right, so
no shoes for you.
Tonight, 7:08, Major League Baseball opens its season. The Yankees are at the Nationals tonight on ESPN, and to kick it off, Buffalo Wild Wings, because, you know, there won't be any fans there.
Mm. Right.
And it's kind of tough getting used to it, but Buffalo Wild Wings, they did this so people would talk about it, and here I am, because I think it's such a great idea.
Yeah.
At the location in D.C. where the Nationals play, they will have actual beer vendors from the stadium walking through the restaurant selling beer. You know, get your beer.
That's awesome.
Get your beer.
Yeah, right?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's a good, that makes it sound
you
like
do
there's
that
a game.
Pretty
right?
Well.
I've had my share. They also have hired the Washington Nationals organist. I don't know if he's playing live in the Buffalo Wild Wings location or if he's piped in
just
or
that
something.
Bump, bump, bump. Right.
And they're serving wings in those little tiny plastic helmets that you get at the game.
That's
so that's kind of a fun little thing. And if it goes well, they may bring it to other cities as it goes. Red Sox kick off tomorrow night.
And you tip the guy right there like you would.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still, you know,
throw
a bag of peanuts at you or not. I don't think you can do that. Maybe throw a, you know,
some
thing of Purell at you.
Yeah, that's true. Remember when there were sports, you'd go to Buffalo Wild Wings and every TV had a different game on?
Yeah.
Those were the days, LBF.
Really?
Oof. Sure you missed that. Yep.
Oh, I so do. It's nothing like
put on your dress shoes to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
She probably would. Okay. All right. This is so awesome. Now, back in 1978, a group called Little Roger and the Goosebumps took a song. Now, they didn't call it mashup back then. They just took two songs and put them together.
Yep. Yeah.
They happen to be Gilligan's Island theme and Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. You think that's kooky, right?
Yes, I do. But it was the 70s.
It was the 70s. So it's been kind of a lost song of the 70s until Puddles the Clown found it.
Really?
Yeah, Puddles the Clown found it and made a remake. It was on YouTube. Brian brought it to our attention today. I think it's so good, it's worth playing the entire song. Check this out.
Just sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing lad, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour.
Get it right there?
Yeah. Get it. It's so good.
Right? What's Rhoda think?
The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle with Gilligan, the skipper too.
You know the words.
The millionaire and his wife. The movie star, the professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Isle.
Ba-da-da.
Oh my God,
so good.
It's so good.
Isn't it great? I want to hear the whole thing.
The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the mineral would be lost.
Right?
And they're here on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, no, no, no.
That is something.
That's come good up right. stuff.
Where'd you post it, Brian?
That is posted at WROR.com. Both versions, both Puddle's new version that just came out last week
and Roger?
The original version from 1978.
With Roger and the Goosebumps.
Little Roger.
Roger see which and one, Goosebumps.
See which one you like best. But that was good. I really enjoyed that. Some of these novelty songs are wacky, but I could hear it again. Okay, good stuff right there. We talked to Kyle earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Wait till you hear his story. So Kyle's situation was mom and dad want him to move out of the house because he's 30.
Yeah.
Kyle doesn't want to go.
Because he's 30.
Because he's 30. We'll update you on that next. Rock and roll all night with Kiss. It's 8:43. What station's going to play that for you in the morning? Get you going, right?
Just us.
Get up, get going, face your Thursday. And we're talking to Kyle about that, too.
Yeah, he needs to face some things.
Wow, in case you missed it, Kyle called earlier in the show about 7:10. On Thursdays, we do what we call we got a situation.
Yeah.
So Kyle called in real briefly. He lives at home. He's just turned 30. He turned 30 in April.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad told him before he turned 30, you got to be out of the house. You're 30. And Kyle says,
can I stay 3 more years so right. I can pay my school loans?
Right. So we called and said, look, they didn't help him at all with his loans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they had the means to or not, but either way, they didn't. He's got massive college loans to pay. And he says paying rent elsewhere and living on his own is means he'll have these for another 6 to 7 years. So he called for some advice. Most of the dads called and said, son, it's time. You're 30.
Get out.
Get out. Do what you got to do. So I said, well, we're not hearing from mom so much. I think we have mom on the phone.
Oh, we heard from a lot of moms. This is Yvonne.
All right, Yvonne, what advice do you have for Kyle?
Yes, I do have advice. He needs to move out, and now.
Okay.
He's too comfortable.
Is that what it sounds like to you?
I am of Portuguese descent.
Yeah. So
he needs to get out.
You're not going to give him the extra three to pay off, I don't think?
No. He needs to move out. He's probably too comfortable, and plus he needs to get his act together. He probably has a lot of things he doesn't need. Cut down on his expenses, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what he does, but I'm a mom, and he does need to move out.
All right.
See,
so tough love from moms.
We haven't had that soft mom yet.
I have had tough love, so and they're all, thank God, they're all doing great. So that's how life is.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you
gotta
do.
I think they've just had it. They're just, you gotta go. So that's why he called.
Yeah, they seem, and he seems like a nice young man, but yeah, he needs to do his own thing.
Well, we'll
all
pass
right,
it
that's
on.
All I have to say.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Good luck to him. Thank
okay.
you. I love you guys, by the way.
Thanks.
I love you guys every morning.
Yeah, that's LBF's moving.
One.
But did you hear that? Thanks, Yvonne.
Have a great day, folks. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye now.
Very sweet. She's nice. We like her.
We like her.
She
Bob sounds, really likes her.
We like her.
She sounds like she's like, oh, that's too bad, but you gotta go.
I think that's where
funny.
She's at.
Yeah.
So we've been in contact with Kyle. He's agreed to call us tomorrow. See how the day goes for mom and dad.
We're gonna break it to him.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know this is not one person has said let him stay.
No, the only one who said was let him pay some kind of rent, but do chores and do all that. Yeah. So we'll talk to Kyle tomorrow, see how it goes. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.